roasting on an open fire, but I don't know what a chestnut smells like or tastes like. That seems kind of weird. And got a text, Bobby, chestnuts taste like chicken. Oh, of course they do. It's the other white meat. Or perhaps cashews without the salt and a little spongier. I used to get them off my great-grandfather's tree, crack them open and eat them. And so I had a, I actually had a friend a while ago, this is a few years ago, they had chestnuts. And, but like they were in, still in like the case and everything like that. I didn't even try to eat them. Like it was too hard to open them up and get into there. And I was just like, this ain't worth it. They looked like, Buckeyes though. The ones I saw, the Buckeyes up in Ohio, you know what I'm talking about? Like the, I mean the chocolate with the peanut butter, you know what I'm talking about? The Buckeyes. I mean, they're good. So, I was like, I bet it's not going to taste like chocolate and peanut butter. So I don't know about these chestnuts. If you'd like to weigh in on the show, text 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. Coming up here a little bit later this hour, we're going to be giving away a pair of tickets to go see Pensacola Little Theater's production of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. So listen to Pensacola Morning News, Pep Talk with Jenna Barr, and right here, Pensacola Right Now, for a chance to win some tickets to Pensacola Little Theater's performance. And we'll be giving away those pair of tickets a little bit later here this hour. So I saw this, well, top three stories here first. The United States has advanced in the World Cup by beating Iran 1-0. So they're in the final 16 teams. The U.S. Senate is poised to pass the Defense of Marriage Act. It had a bunch of amendments that they were trying to hear today. But for the most part, it looked like, last I checked, in fact, I'll try to pull it up now. But last I checked, it didn't look like any of these amendments had passed. So I'm thinking it's going to be, So let me just check right now. Just see if one of these, because one of the amendments is from our very own Senator Marco Rubio. That was the last one that was going to be ruled on, I guess you would say. Voted on, that's what it is. That was going to be the last one's going to be voted on. So it looks like the, so far, doesn't look like they still voted on it. So it looks like it's still just that way. It's just still set up that way. They struck down Mike Lee's amendment. And here it is. They struck down James Lankford's amendment, and they struck down Marco Rubio's amendment. Both Marco Rubio's and Senator Lee's marriage were both dealing with religious liberty and making sure there would be some sort of religious liberty, you know, protections in place. And both Lee's and Marco Rubio's ended up failing. So the Senate is going to begin their final vote. Actually, now they started their final vote now. It needs at least 60 votes in favor of the bill to pass. And so we'll have to see what happens with that. Apparently nobody wanted the religious liberty amendments to be passed in there, but it doesn't mean that the bill itself won't pass. It's expected to do so. It already passed the U.S. House of Representatives. It is expected to pass the Senate as well. We'll have to see what happens with that. Other top three stories here for you. The markets dropped again ahead of the federal chair's speech as the markets don't like the fact that we already know they're planning on raising the rate, but they don't like them talking about it. The markets are like, yeah. We don't want to do that. So, it's kind of funny. Let me read a couple texts here. Bobby, you should have had some chestnuts at the public market in Rochester. You know what? I know they're eating them up there, but I never got them when I was up there. Is this the number to win tickets? Yes, it is, but we're not doing the ticket giveaway just yet. You got to hold off just a little bit and then we'll give away the tickets. If you're thinking about selling, because once again, we're talking about raising the interest rates. The markets didn't really like that. We know they're going to raise them, but what they're hinting, they're only going to raise the interest rates maybe a quarter of a point this time. They're not going to raise it a full 3/4 of a point. So that's good news pertaining to it. But it does create a little bit of volatility in the market. So selling your house can be a little bit stressful right now. I get it. And if you want the most money, Then the person to call is Christina Leavenworth with Reinke Realty. She sells more houses for more money than anybody else in the Pensacola area. And her team succeed because they focus on making sure you succeed. She has got all the tricks of the trade in order to make sure she gets your house sold. Plus, she spends tens of thousands of dollars marketing, generating demand. She already has about 100 approved buyers looking and ready to buy right now. So if you're even thinking about selling your house, you might want to call her because she might already have the buyer for you. Like, they might just be like waiting for your house to hit the market. So call Christina Leavenworth at 850-723-9158. And if any reason you need to sell right away, she'll buy your house for all cash and close in 7 days. It's Christina Leavenworth with Reinke Realty at 850-723-9158. Pensacola Airport has increased its ranking to the 82nd most traveled airport in the United States. And if you've done any traveling out of our airport in the past year, you know, it's getting busy. I mean, it's getting to the point we're going to have to start, like, I think they need to start planning for the future and like planning terminals and things like that for the future, because it's going to get packed pretty quick as we continue to grow in our area, as we continue to have more airlines who are interested in flying to and from Pensacola area. We're going to need an airport that can accommodate that. We're already adding more parking garages, which is big blessing. We needed more parking. So that was good. They added more parking. And we have, you know, like commercial hangars and things like that that are being built, but we're going to need some for, you know, for the regular planes, like the regular jets and stuff that for transport, is my thoughts. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Ross, let's go ahead and get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
Traffic update brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Got a call in a little while ago about the light at Barrancas and Main Street acting up, and it's slowing down on Main Street. Looks like it is slowing down in both directions on West Main Street. Again, this is Main Street in Barrancas with a light malfunctioning. Our 3-mile bridge is clearing up. We are all clear on the 3-mile bridge. We're still seeing slowdowns getting off of I-110 southbound onto East Chase Street at 9th is still slow moving due to it having bad traffic for a good bit of time, but it is improving. Starting to see our afternoon traffic on I-10 heading eastbound getting off at Avalon Boulevard. We have congestion there, as well as our typical afternoon traffic on Highway 90 leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace on the bridge due to construction. If you see something else on the road slowing you down, just give me a call to the traffic line. That's 850-262-6111. Executive Landscaping, big enough to get the job done yet small enough to care. Call 250-3756 for a no-hassle estimate. That's 250-3756. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
So, I've got a question here. It says, Bobby, you said that Pensacola Airport is the 82nd most traveled airport in the U.S. Out of how many airports? Good question. I should have said that. I appreciate that. 82 out of over 400. So it's not like 82 out of 100 or 82 out of 150 or even 200. 82 out of over 400 most traveled airports. That's a pretty big deal. That's why it's a big deal. It's like, wow, that's a lot of airports, and we're up there in the very top when you look at it percentage wise. So that's and you know what? We're going to keep growing. We have more people moving here. We got more people wanting to vacation here. It's just going to keep on growing, I think. So. That's why it's a big deal. Hey, are you into pickleball? Gracie, do you play the pickleballs? Because I understand this is like, it's a mix between like older people and younger people like pickleball.
I'm kind of embarrassed to say this, but I don't think I could explain what this sport is or even tell you any details of it. I don't know what pickleball is. I know it's a sport, but no.
Pickleball is like, so that was, that would be a no. Yeah, that would be a no. Pickleball is like tennis. It's played on like a tennis court, but it's more narrow. Like they only use like half the court. But the paddles they use look like ping pong paddles. They're bigger than ping pong paddles, but they're flat and like wooden like that. Like they're just hard paddles. Instead of having a racket, it uses a paddle. And then the ball is like a wiffle ball, like a plastic, big plastic wiffle ball. And I'm like, I don't understand the draw of this. I was actually talking to somebody about this recently because apparently the older generation, I'm talking about those over the age of 70, it's taken off like crazy. But also younger people are starting to pick it up and they like it. And I'm like, I don't get the draw. So apparently pickleball was started from those who basically were starting to get a little bit too old to hit the tennis court, but wanted to be able to still play something like it without having to move around so much. And so that's how pickleball kind of got started. And now it's just taking off. So Mayor DC Reeves, brand new mayor, 1 week in, he's hoping to bring the Pickle Project. Wait, no, the Project Pickle. Project Pickle up for a city council vote. What is Project Pickle? It would be a pickleball facility that would include indoor courts that could be used for multiple sports, including pickleball. That's, oh, okay. It'd be an indoor sports facility to the Port of Pensacola's warehouse number 4. That's where it would be housed. And I don't know. I've talked to people about this pickleball thing. I don't get it. It seems weird to me having to use a ping pong paddle to hit a wiffle ball. But the people I talk to, though, who played it, they're like, well, that's because you haven't played it. If you play it, you see how fun it is. It's like playing ping pong standing up. I'm like, okay, maybe. Seems weird to me still.
So wait, is this the one that's in the box? Like you play in the box or no? That's a different
sport.
No,
you're like standing on like a tennis court type thing. It's just a smaller version of a tennis court.
So how big would the facility be?
It'd have to be, it's big.
Big.
It's a warehouse.
Right? Okay.
Yeah, it's a big warehouse, yeah.
Hmm.
So the plan is it's going to have 11 pickleball courts in it. Now, like I said, the pickleball court itself is like, it's not even half the size of an actual tennis court. So, but it's like laid out the same way. It's just half the size. So I don't know, but apparently it's a growing thing. And our brand new mayor, trying to push the city council to go ahead and use that warehouse to turn it into a multi-sport facility that would, you know, also include pickleball. I guess it would also have basketball courts. It would have volleyball courts, stuff like that too. But okie dokie. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Coming up here next, Top Trending News with Joe Ford in the newsroom. Stick around. Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I got a couple of things. Where did they get the name from? Man, I don't know that good. It already makes me uncomfortable just saying it. Bobby, they already have pickleball at the Gulf Breeze Rec Center. See, it's already here. I didn't even realize it. I mean, I talk to people all the time, and I'm just amazed how many people I talk to who are familiar with this and play it already. And I'm like, I don't know what this thing is. Bobby, you said it's like ping pong standing up, LOL. Then we all stand up to play, don't we all stand up to play ping pong? Okay, that's true. But I guess like you're standing on the table. There you go. It'd be like you standing on the table. What about handball? That's really fun as well, except you use your hand and you bounce it against the wall. Same thing. I've seen handball and I'm like, I don't see what the point is. But I love racquetball. I used to play racquetball all the time. But I don't know. And the hand coming out with, why can't we just stick with handball? I mean, why can't we just stick with racquetball and tennis? Why we got all these other new things now?
That's what I'm saying. We've brought up tennis, ping pong, racquetball, handball, pickleball. Like that's a lot of games that are basically
the
same.
What's the thing you do in the backyard with the birdie? With the you hit the thing over the net with the birdie.
I have no idea.
You know what I'm talking about?
I know what you're talking about, but I don't know what's going on.
It has the thinner racket, the skinny racket.
Yeah.
And you hit the birdie over it.
Yeah.
There's that one too. So we got a bunch of them already. So, all right. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi.
Bobby, you're talking about badminton.
Badminton. Thank you. Yes, that's the one.
There you go. We'll talk about that more later. The U.S. putting up $53 million to help Ukraine's electrical system. The U.S. State Department says the funding is intended to help Ukrainians persevere through the winter. Cryptocurrency companies in the crosshairs of lawmakers after recent bankruptcy filings. Among them, Oregon Senator Ron Wyden writing to companies after BlockFi and FTX went belly up. He wants to know what sort of protections are given to consumers if the companies suffer the same fate. Twitter no longer stopping misinformation about COVID. A new update as of last week has the company not removing or tagging misleading information about the pandemic. And finally, one of the year's biggest films going back to theaters, Top Gun Maverick, getting a re-release in select theaters from the 2nd to the 15th after bringing in $1.4 billion worldwide.
Did you see it in the theater?
I did. It was awesome.
So good. I've seen it twice in the theater. I might have to, when is it coming back? You said, when are they re-releasing?
December 2nd through the 15th.
Okay. So got about 2 weeks worth. Mm-hmm. It'll be in the theater. I might have to take a road trip because I was talking to a friend of mine and I was telling him how I wanted to watch it on IMAX.
Yeah. It's gotta be
IMAX.
And
so I did. And I loved it in IMAX. It was fantastic. And he said, well, I think I'd do you one better. So what's that? He said, I watched it in the D-Box. I was like, the D-Box? And apparently the D-Box, our seats, I don't know who carries them in the area or how far I'd have to drive, but D-Box seats are the ones that move while you're sitting there, like you're watching the movie, and the seats will move as well, or they'll vibrate, or they shuffle, and they do things like that. So like when you're doing the plane scenes, like your seat would be like moving back and forth. I'm like, oh my gosh.
That's cool.
That sounds awesome. So so it's being re-released.
What do the G forces go up to though? That's the question. Like, you
yeah,
know,
that's
if,
right.
If
what
we're
are
doing
the G forces?
Six G's. I'm not sure. I want that.
Yeah,
with
they're
my,
gonna have to do it
with
in 3D.
My popcorn. Yeah,
as you say, they need to do it in 3D. So you got the D box seat that moves plus 3D, so it gives you the effect.
Yeah.
So, yeah. All right, Gracie. Let's go ahead and get traffic on the fives.
Well, we have a good amount of traffic on I-10 right now. In the eastbound direction heading towards Avalon Boulevard, you're going to see slow-moving traffic getting off at that exit, backing up onto the Escambia Bay Bridge. Also, in the westbound direction on the other side of town, at the 9 Mile Road exit, seeing slow-moving traffic backing up to Pine Forest. Our slowdowns on the 3 Mile Bridge have cleared up, and we're still seeing slow traffic at Main Street and Barrancas. This is getting real slow in the westbound direction as you are on Main Street. If you see something else on the roads or have details, give me a call at 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
All right. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. So coming up here next, well, actually, here's a text real quick. When I was in my early 20s, I played racquetball against an 80-year-old pickleball player. I knew I was going to clean his clock. Actually, I almost felt sorry for him. Anyway, 30 minutes later, I dragged my fat behind off the court, expecting a heart attack. That old guy never even drew a sweat. Never underestimate pickleball players, especially the old ones. All right, thank you very much. See, I don't get this thing. I'm going to have to try it out. All right, coming up here next, though, what do you think about a new solar farm in the area? We'll talk about that. Stick around. Florida Power and Light is proposing yet another solar farm in North Escambia. It's going to be the fourth solar farm. It would be the Mitchell Creek Solar Energy Farm, and it's on track to go and operate. So they've already got one. The first city solar energy center is supposed to go on operation early 2023. They're working on a couple other ones now, and now they're proposing this fourth one. And they're just entering the permitting process to get it going here. And the other ones has, so one of them has 223,000 panels. The other one has 300,000 panels. And the other one has another 200,000 panels. And so this one right here, they didn't say how many panels it would have in it just yet, but it would cover 1,200 acres of land up there. Wow. I don't know. I've shared my thoughts about energy before in the past. I'm a big solar fan. This seems like a lot of land space that you're using for not being able to power very many homes. Approximately what a small town uses. And yet they would have to be having that amount of power just to charge the large SUVs and pickup trucks. It's like, oh my goodness gracious. Yeah. So they're saying by 2045, it could be almost, it could be double that. It could be 30 to 40 megawatts of capacity, which would be the equivalent to like a medium to small town usage. Remember that thing I keep saying about electric vehicles? These are going to be the plastic bags of the future. Yeah. It's just stuff like this. It's like, is anybody looking at this? Now, we've talked about the charging aspects and how like you're trying to evacuate from the hurricane. You don't want to take your electric vehicle because you don't want to get stuck and stop and go traffic and then your vehicle dies. You can't just go get a gas can and fill it up. You got to, you know, have it charged or towed or something. Now, I've mentioned this before. I'll bring it up again because I read some more about it. There are projects ramping up that are going to make streets chargeable, meaning you could just drive on the street, and while you're driving, your vehicle will charge. Think of it like when you put your phone on a charger, and now you no longer have to plug it in. You could just set it on top of a charger. Think of it like that, except you're driving a vehicle down the road, and it will charge the vehicle. Now, something like that would solve the charging problem, and it would definitely make electric vehicles a lot more attractive. But two things. One, who pays for the electricity? Two, that would take even more electricity to operate connected roads. And so we would need even more power, which, of course, when they're wanting to use green energy for power instead of coal and other, you know, fossil fuel sources, then that creates a big problem, creates a massive problem, like an unsustainable problem. So here they're trying to have sustainable energy, and it becomes unsustainable because of their plans. Well, or lack of planning. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Top three stories here for you. So the Senate went ahead and passed the Respect of Marriage Act. It passed by one vote. The two Oath Keepers, including the founder, were found guilty of seditious conspiracy in the January 6th case, and the U.S. has advanced in the World Cup by beating Iran 1-0, which leads us into sports. All righty, so U.S. beat Iran 1-0. England beat Wales 3-0. The Netherlands beat Qatar 2-0. And Senegal beat Ecuador 2-1. So Qatar losing has now been knocked out of the World Cup. This is the worst performance of a host country in World Cup history. TNT has the NBA tonight beginning at 6:30 with the Golden State Warriors against the Dallas Mavericks, followed by the Clippers against the Portland Trailblazers. NCAA men's basketball and underway right now. San Jose State University is playing Long Island University. Kind of weird, but right now San Jose is beating 15-6. ESPN2 has number 22 Maryland playing Louisville at 6 o'clock as well. ESPN has number 16 Illinois playing Syracuse at 6:30. Then FS1 has number 6 Baylor against Marquette. ESPN2 is going to have Georgia Tech against Iowa. And then ESPN's late game, number 3 Virginia playing Michigan. Tampa Bay Lightning are playing Boston Bruins at 6 o'clock on ESPN+. And the Florida Panthers are going to be playing Calgary at 8 o'clock on ESPN+. I'll give you your sports news plus your CBS Sports Minute right after Traffic on the Fives with Gracie Wolf.
We still have slow-moving traffic on I-10. This is going to be going in the westbound direction at the 9-mile exit. This is due to an accident. Mile marker 6 is the scene of the accident, but it's still seeing slow-moving traffic backed up past the Pine Forest exit. Again, I-10 westbound on the opposite side of town as well as the opposite direction. Eastbound at Avalon Boulevard is still slow moving as you are getting off at the Avalon Boulevard exit. Expect some delays. 3-mile Bridge and Garson Point Bridge checking in clear. See something else or have details, give me a call at 850-2626-111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
All righty. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi. Top sports stories. Hudson Card, the quarterback over at University of Texas, has now entered the transfer portal. Second big quarterback in 2 days to do so. Aaron Rodgers plans to start for the Packers against the Bears after getting good news on an MRI. The Minnesota Timberwolves, though, Carl Anthony Towns, didn't get good news on his calf strain. He's going to be out 4 to 6 weeks. And Tiger Woods says that Greg Norman is going to have to go for LIV Golf and the PGA Tour to negotiate. He's the second person to call out Greg Norman and saying that he is a hindrance in any kind of negotiations happening with LIV Golf and the PGA Tour. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He never has. He's only coached high school, and he's only been doing this job for 3 weeks. Tough loss for the Colts. but kind of what you might expect with such an outside-the-box hire. I'm Andrew Perloff.
Miss See Better, Drive Safer Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts with great deals on wiper blades, headlight bulbs, and more. Right now, get up to a $20 gift card after mail-in rebate with the purchase of select Sylvania bulbs. Plus, get double O rewards points with your purchase. Prepare for the weather ahead during See Better, Drive Safer Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
With Black Friday savings at the Home Depot, you'll find top brand kitchen appliances with innovative features that can do more, so your holidays can be more. Ovens with built-in air fryers for baking the perfect cookies. Dishwashers with smart tech to clean everything from bakeware to festive mugs. And high-capacity refrigerators to keep leftovers fresh. Final days to shop Black Friday savings and get up to 30% off, plus instantly save up to $750 on select GE kitchen packages at the Home Depot. Ends November 30th. How doers get more done. Offer valid November 2nd through November 30th. U.S. only. See store or online for details.
There you go. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio, 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. I got a text here. Bobby, why can't they put solar panels on top of cars? Well, they do, but the solar panel on top of a car does not have the energy capacity to charge a vehicle. They've done it a couple times in some prototypes where they put a solar panel on top of a vehicle, and all that it's able to do, like you've got the whole roof of a car. You're thinking, that's a lot of space. What it's able to do is run the air conditioning and maybe the radio. That's the equivalent. That's how much it can power. So obviously you can't charge the whole vehicle when really all they're... And they have smaller cells that they could put on top of the roof of a car, but it would make the vehicle so expensive it wouldn't be worth it. So that's the problem. Solar is still too expensive. It's come a long way, but it's still very, very expensive in order to create a panel. And of course we had American companies that were trying to compete with that. And in that industry, they've gone out of business. And so now the panel's coming from China. And so who knows what, right? There's all kinds of issues with solar. It's Pensacola right now. Speaking of electric vehicles and charging electric vehicles and so on and so forth, there is a new player in the electric vehicle realm from Italy. That's right. This new company from Italy. It's called Aehra. A-E-H-R-A. I have no idea how to pronounce it. So they're entering into the world to compete against China and the United States when it comes to electric vehicles. They basically say that, yeah, it's nice to see a lot of electric vehicles out there, but they all look plain. There's nothing fancy about them. And of course, no Italian cars with Maserati and Ferrari and Lamborghini and all this other stuff. Even the Mini Cooper, they try to create a style. So apparently this new new electric vehicle startup in Italy is saying, hey, let's try to make them not be so boring. It's very easy to build an extremely powerful electric vehicle. It's not so easy to build an electric vehicle that has character. So they went ahead and hired a former Lamborghini designer to help design the aerodynamics and stuff with their electric vehicle. So we'll have a new player out there pretty soon. It'd be interesting to see what happens with that whole realm. Another text here, charging while parked all day. Oh yeah, I see what you're saying. So put the solar panels on top of cars that can charge while they're parked all day long. Once again, because I've talked to people about this and like engineers who work on these things in the past, and they all told me that solar panels just don't have enough. They don't have enough oomph to charge the vehicle. Not yet. Maybe down the road, another 20, 30 years or something like that, they will be affordable enough that they could put the high capacity solar panels on top of a vehicle on the roof. But at least right now, it's cost prohibitive. That's basically what it comes down to. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi coming up here next. Quick update from David Wayne over in the newsroom. For Joe Ford over in the newsroom. Stick around. Pensacola right now with Bobby Ross here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620. 850-437-1620. Let's go to Joe Ford over in the newsroom. Joe?
Well, Bobby, hearing from Governor Ron DeSantis today, calling out Apple, saying they're playing both sides of the fence when it comes to free speech.
Don't be a vassal of the CCP on one hand and then use your corporate power in the United States on the other to suffocate Americans and try to suppress their right to express themselves.
First part of that, critical of Apple blocking people in China from using AirDrop during COVID-19 lockdown protests. New Twitter CEO Elon Musk has claimed that Apple threatened to remove their app from the App Store. Speaking of China fighting back against mass protests over the zero COVID policy, police are patrolling streets in major cities this week as thousands call for more freedom. China's domestic security chief promised to effectively maintain overall social stability. Black Friday shoppers setting a new record, according to the National Retail Federation. They say close to 200 million went shopping from Thanksgiving Day to Cyber Monday, both in-store and online. That's up from 179 million last year. And Team USA beat Iran 1-0 today. They advance to the round of 16, the knockout phase. They will play the Netherlands Saturday morning at 9 a.m.
Very nice. Yeah, looking forward to it. Let's go ahead and get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
We do still have slowdowns on I-10 heading westbound. This is going to be at mile marker 6. This is the 9 mile road exit. It is improving. It is clearing up, but definitely still seeing some congestion. Again, it is moving. It's just slow. Our slowdowns at Avalon Boulevard have cleared up, so that is going to be the only patch of traffic on I-10. We also have an accident reported by FHP. This is going to be at Blue Angel Parkway and Dog Track Road. Not seeing a roadblock at that intersection, but just keep that in mind. If you see something else on the road slowing you down, give me a call to the traffic line with your traffic tip at 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Top stories on foxnews.com. Elon Musk continues to dominate the news. Emotions spill over. Musk's bedside tweet lights up Twitter. So what? His bedside tweet. So I pulled it up. He tweeted out, I guess, last night. Yeah, he tweeted out last night. My bedside table. And it shows next to his bedside table, you see the base of a lamp. Shows a water bottle, a glass water bottle that's mostly empty. Then it shows an old musket pistol inside a case that has the painting of George Washington crossing the Potomac. Like, okay, that's weird. Just right next to his bedside, he's got a old musket pistol. Then right next to the musket pistol, he's got a modern firearm, modern pistol. And then he's got what some are deeming to be the most controversial part of the whole thing. 4 empty cans of diet caffeine-free Coke. That's right. Not just Diet Coke, diet caffeine-free Coke, the gold can ones. I don't think I've had one of those since I was a kid. I don't even know what the, I didn't know they sold them anymore. Where did he get that from? Well, he is Elon Musk. He probably had him just make them for him. But yeah, so people are outraged that his next to his bed, he's got guns and cans of Diet Coke. He replied to his own tweet, says, I'm sorry, there's no excuse for my lack of coasters, because there's no coasters, but you see rings all over his his side table. And then he says, greetings, I'm Musket, Elon Musket. Okay, he needs to stop with the jokes. That's not good. That's no. So
I feel like because there's been so much going on with Elon Musk that we forget he's weird. Like, he's a weird guy.
Very weird.
Just posting that on Twitter in general is weird, let alone what's in the picture. Like,
yes,
let's not forget
exactly.
That.
Let's not forget the number one thing to think about when you think Elon Musk is, dude's weird. That's what you should always remember. that's a very good insight there, Gracie, because that's true. If there's anything you're thinking about Elon Musk, just don't forget he's a weirdo. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.
What?
It's Bobby's brain teases.
The fourth biggest city in Alaska is Wasilla. You know, the place where Sarah. I just went blank on her name. Oh, my goodness gracious. I'm having all kinds of brain farts today. Anyway, Sarah Palin. That's where Sarah Palin was the mayor, and then eventually she became governor. So, Wasilla. Now, Wasilla has a population of 9,054. But there's 381 cities in California that have more people. Ice Ice Baby wasn't supposed to be Vanilla Ice's first single. It was supposed to be Play That Funky Music. Oh, okay. And the sport that causes the most testicular injuries in young men is lacrosse. That's right. It's the most dangerous one for dudes.